In this video, I'll be showing you how to make a new Rainbow Loom Flower Fun Charm. So you're going to need one loom, and it's going to be set up in a rectangle shape. We're going to be working with a triangle shape, so we're going to be using these pins right here. So the first thing that you want to do is get your color that you want your flower to be. I've chosen pink. You're going to need 6 bands for the top, 3 bands for the center, which I've chosen yellow, and then 6 more pink bands for the bottom. So I'm going to start here on this pin, and I'm going to work my way up diagonally, and I'm going to twist. So that's going to be the first band. I'm going to go up diagonally again. Again, I'm going to twist, push it down. I'm going to work my way across. So I'm going to put this band here and twist. Now one more across the top. I'm always pushing it down so I have room to put the next bands on. Now I'm going to work my way back down. And again, I'm going to twist. And one more. And that is what your bottom layer is going to look like. Next, it's time to put the middle layer in. It's going to be the center of your flower. So you want to start down at the bottom and you're going to stretch it up to the center pin. I'm not twisting this row. Next, I'm going to go to this pin in the center and put it up diagonally. And finally, I'm going to go to this top and stretch it down to the last empty pin. Now that I have the 2 rows on, I'm going to start to take them off. So you always want to grab the bottom. I'm going to go in the same order as what I put them on. So I'm going to grab the bottom pink, put it up over the top, and release. Now, I went to this next, so I'm going to grab the bottom, up over the top, and release. Next, we had gone from here to here, so I'm going to take a second pink off, and over here I'm going to grab the bottom pink, up over the top. Now we had gone from here to here, so again I'm taking a second pink over the top. Now this pin here is the trickiest to grab. You have to grab it from the outside like all the other ones, but you can't really reach down in the middle to get it out where the open area is. So it helps if you push this row of bands back with your hook, then you can see better where you're grabbing. You want to take the bottom one off over the top. Do the same thing again for the second pink over the top. Now here we have 2 more pink to take off. So grab the bottom over the top. Then we had gone from here to here, so we need to take off this second pink here, the bottom pink here, and lastly we went from here to here, so I'm going to take off this bottom pink and this pink and push all of that down. So this is what it should look like. Now I'm going to add my last row of pink. I'm going to follow the same exact triangle shape. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start here at the bottom, work my way up diagonally and twist. I'm going to twist all of this level. Again, from here to the top and twist. Now I'm going to come across and twist. One more on the top, twist, and now I'm going to work my way down, again twisting, and one more, and twist. Now I want to take all of the yellow off from the bottom. So I'm going to take my hook, I'm going to start here, grab from the bottom and over the top. I'm just going to work my way around the triangle. Now the top. Again, this pin is the hardest to grab, so if you push back on these bands, you can grab the yellow up over the top. And we have two more to do. And this is the last, over the top. Now we should have all of the yellow bands off. Now it's time to take the actual flower off of the loom. So I'm going to start here on this pin. I'm going to reach down inside, get it on my hook, and pull it off. Now I'm going to go to this one. You should have two bands on your hook. Every time you take a layer off, it's going to have two pink bands on it. So I'm going to reach down inside, pull this one off, so now I have four pink bands. And what I want to do is I want to take the bottom two bands and loop them through the top two bands. This is going to be closing off your flower so it doesn't fall apart. Next, I'm going to go to, just keep going around the triangle, I'm going to grab the next two bands. So once again, I have four pink bands on, and I want to get the bottom two bands to go through the top two bands. So let me twist this here. Next, I'm just going to keep following it around. I'm going to go down inside, pull them off, and if you want, you can try and hold it with your other hand. It makes it a little easier. I'm going to get the bottom two bands to go through the top two bands. I'm going to go to the next one, go down inside, and then loop the bottom two bands through the top two bands, and I should have one left on. We're going to reach down inside, pull that off. Again, I'm going to put the bottom two through the top two. Now what I want to do is grab a C-clip. And I'm going to hook that through so it doesn't come apart. I'm going to take my hook off. And then you should have your flower. Now when you take it off, sometimes it's not perfect. If you want to pull on some of the loops to make them bigger, to try and even it out, when you pull one out, it makes another one go in. You just sort of have to play with it. And then you have the yellow in the center. And there is your flower charm.